The foundation of Ilhan Omar's historic primary election win to represent Minnesota's 5th District in the U.S. Congress was built on a simple message.
I am a millennial with student debt. I'm a refugee and a renter.
Meaning she understands the younger liberal voters that make up a large part of her congressional district. It was a winning message in 2018 and 2 years ago when she won her first election to the state legislature.
Before Ilhan, I think a lot of us didn't know what type of government we had. But now, since she was elected, a lot of us started paying attention.
Khalid Muhammad agrees with Omar's goals to increase the federal minimum wage and reduce student debt. He was one of the thousands of Somali Americans that came out to vote on a primary election day with high turnout. But the University of Minnesota's Humphrey School of Public Affairs, Professor Larry Jacobs, says Somali American votes are only part of Ilhan's success story.
But that is not enough to prevail in a district in which Somalis really numerically are not a large number, and in this race were split with another Somali candidate. What Omar has been able to do is build a broad coalition that includes progressives who agree with her kind of Bernie Sanders light agenda, and people who believe that it's time for the Democratic Party to become more diverse and to welcome in new voices.
New voices that have new and old challenges to face.
I am well equipped to organize against an administration that is using the politics of fear.
Omar, who is the Democrats' assistant minority leader in the Minnesota House of Representatives, is against family separations at the border and is a critic of the Trump administration's so-called Muslim ban.
History will look upon this action with deep regret and shame.
Khalid Muhammad hopes Omar's personal experience will eventually influence the debate in Congress over U.S. immigration policy.
As a refugee, she had experienced the struggles of being a refugee and the vetting process, and something that Donald Trump not understood quite well.
Muhammad also hopes Omar's election sends a message not just to a larger religious community, but an entire continent.
For her to be the first African-born congresswoman, I think it's a big deal in the continent. It sends a message to everyone from Africa that, I mean, you might be a refugee, you might came here as an immigrant, but you have rights and you can be whoever you want as long as you put the work in.
I congratulate you.
Work that begins for Omar after a November general election that she is also likely to win, as the district she seeks to represent heavily favors Democratic candidates. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Thank you.